Ben Travis Grant wished he'd brought his ski jacket. He hated cold weather. Too bad Jeff's birthday was in February. It was more fun to come home to the island in July than in winter. He grinned as he thought of women on the beach in bikinis. However, despite Broward's Rock's chilly breezes, not one of them would miss Jeff's annual week-long birthday bash. The entire family rallied round for cake and ice cream and champagne toasts to Jeff's longevity. Still, February was the pits. A damp chill oozed through a crack in the top of his classic 74 MGB convertible. The house would be warm and cheerful, and Jeff's parties were always fun. Without exception, they all wished him a long life. When Jeff knocked at the pearly gates, the good times would grind to a halt. Jeff had unveiled his testamentary intentions several years ago. Everything went to Chastain College. The college had already repaid the expected boon with a position on the Board of Trustees and a Distinguished Graduate Award. Fortunately, Jeff wasn't really old, though almost 50 seemed ancient compared to Ben's exuberant 25. Ben brightened. Jeff had married Rhoda a couple of years ago. Sex was good for people. He'd seen a story the other day that even old folks enjoyed sex. He grinned. Why not? None of them had any right to grouse. Jeff had been generous to one and all, adopting the offspring of his first two wives, giving them his name and helping them through college. He also had a real instinct for what mattered to kids. He'd insisted each kid add his birth dad's name to Grant. It bothered Jeff that Ben hadn't graduated, but Ben was in no hurry. As for the party, Jeff could always be counted on for $1,000 at his birthday gathering and a cool $5,000 every Christmas. Ben raised an imaginary glass. Long live Jeff! Slowly his hand fell and his face furrowed. Could he touch Jeff for an extra $10,000 this week? He thought of Joey in the hospital in Bangkok. He wanted to help Joey if he could. No money, and sick as a dog. He moved restlessly, almost opened the door to plunge out on the deck of the ferry and pace. He hated being confined, but he also hated the cold wind on the open deck. Earlier he'd scanned the half-dozen cars waiting to come aboard and hadn't spotted any of the family. He'd hoped to see Carrie, but likely she was already at the house, seated on an ottoman near the fire, watching and listening, dark hair swirling to her shoulders, grave eyes attentive, sweet lips ready to curve into a smile. Carrie, Carrie, Carrie! Lovely as a dream, elusive as a wisp of cloud, beyond his reach. Of all the women for him to want, it made no sense. He'd always rocketed along having fun, but deep inside he couldn't deny his hunger for Carrie. Yet even if he somehow captured her heart, Jeff would make good his threat. Jeff had always been protective of Carrie. But who wasn't? She was goodness wrapped in beauty. Jeff was tough about some things. He wanted everyone in the family to set a good example to the world. That's what he'd told Ben on a grim day 6 years ago. There was one way to forestall Jeff's revelations to Carrie. Ben's hands clenched on the steering wheel. If he told the truth, he'd be safe. But he couldn't do that. What else could he do? Rhoda Grant hurried through the statuary garden. She'd felt choked in the overly warm house. The misty February day was chilly, the temperature in the 40s. She welcomed the brisk air, the sense of escape. She stopped at the far end on the lowest terrace, hidden from view behind a reproduction of a nude Aphrodite kneeling. The white marble statue was a favorite of Jeff's. Her eyes flashed, but she pushed away the clamor of angry thoughts that threatened to envelop her. She had only a moment. Rhoda lifted her cell phone, punched a number. It rang without answer. She left no message, clicked off. If he'd answered, what would she have said? She had to make up her mind. It was all Jeff's fault. If he hadn't sold the plane, she would have been happy. She loved to fly, going up into blueness far from the earth, exhilarated and free. Would she ever be free again?